Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everyday people that are out there working right now on the Third Watch, doing what you're doing, however you're doing it, thanks so very much. That includes our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel truck drivers, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also includes our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail center drivers out there hauling the mail and the packages all over the countryside. And, of course, our suicide jockeys that are hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, to our Amazon drivers out there and our Amazon warehouse people, a special shout-out and a thank you. And thanks for tuning in and chiming in. Especially you guys and gals coming out of Atlanta and Louisville and St. Louis. I got a really good group of drivers that listen every night to let us know they're out on the road. So thank you to you guys. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter. All the same way, Captain's America, that's Captain, add an S to it, America, lowercase. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and you'll see all the different things that we have that you can listen to, including a link on that page for this young lady right here, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. There you go.
Good morning.
All righty. It's a beautiful day in my neighborhood down here. We got 67 degrees on both sides of the building. Thank you, gang. Thank you, gang, very much. So it's a very good morning here, but we won't tell anybody what the temperature is up there in parts of Montana and Idaho tonight because they won't like it. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible, with liberty
and
justice
for all.
And we do emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, I could go on and talk and talk and talk about the toxic train spill and the Ohio villagers and all that. Nobody really has a strong handle on what's going on over there yet. They're getting a bunch of double talk and gobbledygook, the likes of which we haven't seen since back in the early stages of the World Trade Center, in my opinion. But just for the heck of it, are you impressed with anything you've seen the government do so far?
No. I mean, it's
awful.
And it's not. It too is not just about the federal government.
Nope.
You know, you got state governments, you got local governments. I mean, I'm reminded how George Bush got blamed for the flooding in Katrina.
Right.
when, in fact, the truth was, how many times did Louisiana get enough money to build those levees, and they chose not to build them?
Many times.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what are you supposed to do? You know, it wasn't George Bush's fault.
Nope.
In so many ways, organizations like FEMA or the Red Cross, they're kind of activists too. I mean, have we seen the Red Cross in East Palestine? Because I haven't.
I haven't. I have not. Mm-mm.
Okay. And FEMA says that, you know, they have denied any kind of accountability for what's happening in East Palestine because they say they only do things that are weather-related,
mm-hmm.
or natural causes, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other piece is, do railroads have inspections? Do they have inspectors?
Yes.
Well, who are they? Because, I mean, I don't know if you got to see the little bit of a video. It came out for just a second or two.
Mm-hmm.
But it actually showed the train car.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not on purpose. But, I mean, as the train was moving, this mm-hmm. one particular video camera attached to a building happened to catch the one train car that was sparking and is essentially kind of on fire as it was going down.
Right.
And it was bearings or whatever else. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, the brakes.
But that shouldn't be happening.
Nope.
So where were the inspectors?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a big, huge discussion here that needs to happen with Norfolk Southern. And I would argue that Norfolk Southern, they're actually based out of Pennsylvania.
Let me say that another way.
The Vanguard Group is the largest investor of Vanguard outside the stockholders.
Right.
And it has $7 trillion in global assets.
Mm-hmm.
$7 trillion. Now, Vanguard's out of Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. So where are they?
Mm-hmm. We haven't seen them. We haven't heard from them. To be continued, and we definitely are going to keep our eyes and ears open on this one, folks. But when we come back, we are going to be talking about our beloved president and his physical that he had yesterday for openers. And then this great new organization he's put together to do what? Why, to monitor something called an unidentified aerial phenomenon. Oh-ho! I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And they've been saving people money for more than 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers, and that number continues to grow. Now, you can go over to their website, GEICO, Geico.com, or you can call one of their agents, whichever works for you and works better, and you can get a rate quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've also got, a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. You can get a reduced rate on those because you'll bundle it together with your car policy. But then here's where the rubber meets the road, folks. When you take your homeowner's policy or your renter's insurance policy or your condo insurance policy and add it on to your automobile policy, bundle all that together, you are going to save a big amount of money, a big amount of money. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Take advantage of what they have over there. And if you want to go through your local agent, you can do that too, because you can find out who they are over there on the website. Geico, GEICO.com. Save yourself a bunch of money. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello there. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Now, we have got our beloved president who is creating a team to develop rules of engagement to govern how the nation will respond in the future to, are you ready for this, unidentified aerial phenomena known as UAPs in U.S. airspace. They are no longer UFOs. They are UAPs. Now, The announcement comes 12 days after the U.S. military shot down a Chinese spy balloon. That much we do know was true off the coast of South Carolina. And it's nearly a week after it interrupted and shot down three unknown objects known as UAPs in the U.S. and Canadian airspace, which we believe weren't what they said they were to begin with, but we can't prove it.
He comes out finally and says absolutely nothing yesterday about this whole thing. He said nothing that we didn't already know.
Yep.
Except that there was one big lie. He said, when I became president, I issued an order about investigations and blah, blah, blah into UAPs or, you know, anything flying, which he clearly did not because he never mentioned anything like that on the campaign.
Right.
You know, there wasn't any kind of an announcement to anybody else. So whoever wrote that speech or talking points yesterday, it was just a complete lie.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're trying to give him all credit, and there's no credit that should be given to him, including to his National Security Council, which, by the way, I find it fascinating that we can't seem to find all of the names of all of these advisors on his National Security Council
mm-hmm.
and how many people are actually on it,
mm-hmm.
as number one. Number two, if there was any kind of a seriousness, because I think that, you know, we've been operating kind of under a country club type atmosphere coming out of this Pentagon, coming out of the National Reconnaissance Office, coming out of NORAD, coming out of STRATCOM. You know, the only agency that looked like they were paying any kind of attention to any of this was the Defense Intelligence Agency.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't heard a word from them, and maybe in some cases rightly so. However, they did advise. They did see this thing as it was leaving China, and they were watching it. And they had sent out an alert to, you know, their normal distribution list that we have this thing, mm-hmm. and nobody paid attention. This isn't when it, you know, January 28th. This was as it was leaving Hainan province.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, yeah. Now, if the DIA sends this alert, I don't know what that distribution list is. I don't know if it goes over to people in the National Security Council. I don't know if it goes over to people in the Situation Room. But, you know, we never heard anybody in this White House even talk about the fact that Biden is in the Situation Room. And the Situation Room isn't there just because we're going to go take out somebody like Osama bin Laden in Abbottabad.
Right.
No. It is any other important things that are happening. And never, it's hard to consider the things that are not being said. And, we're just being punked by this White House and by the State Department and by, you know, people at the Pentagon. You know, if you listen to Austin is just as bad as Biden.
Yeah. Well, if you listen to what was said yesterday, they said, and by they I mean the president's people, said that the Chinese spy balloon had maneuvering ability and similarities to the Google
Correct.
Artificial Intelligence Balloon Project.
Okay. No doubt.
Yep. So now we're hearing about that. But in the meantime, let me see here. All right, let's go to the phone line real quick. Bag M and Bob, what's your question?
Yes, sir, Ken. I just want to say, everybody's been talking about shooting down that balloon and stuff, how we just should have poked some holes in it and shot it down. Well, back in 1998, there was a balloon that was headed for Russia, okay? It was a Canadian balloon, and apparently the guy out of control was headed. They tried to shoot it down with 20-millimeter cannons on the thing. Just poked holes in it. The thing kept going and going and going because the rounds don't make it that big a hole when they go through it compared to the size of the balloon. All right, that's it, Cap.
Mm. Well, I'm aware of that, and yeah. And it's not the first time it's happened, but it's the first time that we've actually discovered this equipment. Now, I was watching them load the equipment yesterday, and they had one of those containers that we saw on the bottom of the balloon. They had it on a flatbed truck that they were taking back.
There are several containers. You may have seen the video, but they have they were packing up yesterday. They're already finished with recovering whatever it was that they were going to recover off the coast of Myrtle Beach. You were probably seeing old videos. It was a day or two old. But, yeah, so now all this is going to Quantico. And do you suppose that we're going to be told the truth on anything that they find? Which I would argue they probably know enough right now to certainly tell us some interesting things. But do you think they're going to do it?
No. Now here's the game that can't shoot straight, and we've heard a lot about them in the past few days. Mayorkas, Department of Homeland Security. By the way, there's an impeachment proceeding that's being launched against him. Health and Human Services, Javier Becerra, otherwise known as Julio Baccarara. That's what he's been called by the president before. Then you got the Department of Energy's Granholm, the former governor of Michigan. And then you've got the Department of Transportation's Pete Buttigieg, who in my opinion, knows nothing about what he's doing. Pick a subject, he just doesn't, and why he's there is beyond anybody's imagination.
Well, you know, if you ask a Supreme Court justice candidate what a woman is, and they can't give you that description like Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Right.
Senator Kennedy from Louisiana, he asked one of the panelists last week, I don't know what this one was about, but he said, can you please tell me what the Fourth Amendment is?
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't.
Mm.
And, yeah, so, I mean, this there isn't anybody that's qualified in this administration, including, I might add, the director of the CIA, the director of the FBI, he might be qualified, but he's corrupt. I mean, you just go right down the list here, ladies and gentlemen. We're being run by those that meet the woke check boxes, and the other ones are activists, including the secretary of the EPA, Regan.
Who happens to be boots on the ground right now in Ohio? At the train
saying room. Nothing, saying absolutely nothing. I watched him, you know, yesterday, and he has no clue. He spoke in platitudes.
We're in trouble, and we need to wake the hell up. And
we are in trouble.
This
we
election,
are absolutely.
Elections have consequences, and by God, these people better wake up.
I never believed it would be this week. It was so weak, I never believed it would be
this week. These people had better wake up, and they better wake up quick. All right, I'll talk to you tonight on the weekend edition. Have a great day.
Yes, sir, thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that she writes about, and you'll know what it is she's doing before she does it. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update.
Tim McCarver, the All-Star catcher and Hall of Fame broadcaster during 60 years in baseball, won two World Series with the St. Louis Cardinals and had a long run as one of the country's most recognized, incisive, and talkative television commentators, died Thursday. He was 81. McCarver's death was announced by baseball's Hall of Fame, which said he died Thursday morning due to heart failure in Memphis, Tennessee, where he was with his family. A Polish mother of seven has successfully given birth to premature quintuplets. Hospital officials in southern Poland said Tuesday a Polish mother of seven has successfully given birth to premature quintuplets. The two boys and three girls were born through cesarean section on Sunday in the pregnancy's 28th week at the University Hospital in Krakow. They were put into incubators and given breathing support, but doctors say they're all doing fine given their premature birth. Julio Flores, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is. And this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at National Aviation Academy. Believe me, National Aviation Academy is where you need to go if you want a high-paying, in-demand job. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
You betcha. Now, remember, the National Aviation Academy can be reached and found online by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Now, you can also, while you're over there, check out the campuses they have. They have one in Clearwater, Florida, one up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, that being said, when you take a look and see where the campuses are and what they have to offer, what you should do is ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. The number to call would be 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up. Ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. Now, you can go to both campuses if you want, the one in Clearwater and the one in Concord, Massachusetts, to make up your mind. You can do that. They have no problem with that. Or you can take the tour at one of them. Now, here's what you're going to meet. You're going to meet not only some of the students that are there, you're also going to meet some of the instructors that are there. And you're also going to get an opportunity to talk to the people that handle the student loans. Now, if you're in the military, you already have your GI Bill, your benefits, your package, and you can apply while you're getting out of the military as to getting your funds to go to the National Aviation Academy to further your training and become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, the one big advantage and leg up that you guys have, guys and gals in the military, is if you're the member of an air team to begin with, an air unit, and if you just so happen to be an aviation maintenance tech, well, all you got to do is challenge the test after a little short refresher to remind you what's going on. Doesn't take that long. And boom, you're out on the job and away you go. And your GI benefits have taken care of it. Very simple. Very simple. So they welcome military veterans to the fold. They welcome because you're treated like the royalty that you are. And, of course, the rest of you, if you haven't had that type of training, it's a 14-month course, but you'll come out certified, and you'll be able to go to work anywhere in the world. All right. You just heard me talking with Denise a little bit about our president and the Chinese spy program and what he was telling about the U.S. response to the high-altitude Chinese balloon. In the three other objects, which are no longer being called unidentified flying objects. Nope. They're being called unidentified aerial phenomenons, UAPs. Wow. Now, you know, Biden said, and I quote, "Last week, in the immediate aftermath of the incursion by China's high-altitude balloon, our military closely scrutinized our airspace, including enhancing our radar to pick up slower-moving objects." Okay. Then he went on to say, "We don't have any evidence that there's been a sudden increase in the number of objects in the sky. We're now just seeing more of them, partially because of the steps we've taken with our narrowing our radar bars." Then he goes on to say, the intelligence community's current assessment is that these three ones were most likely balloons tied to private companies, recreation, or research institutions studying weather or conducting other scientific research. Well, I don't know of any private balloons. Don't know about you, but I don't know about any private balloons that are sold as private balloons that will go up 30 or 40,000 feet in the air. Do you? So, Joe, what are you talking about here? You're double talking on us there, Joe. And going forward, these parameters will guide what actions will be taken while responding to unmanned and unidentified aerial objects. Now, they're going to keep adapting them as the challenges evolve, if they indeed evolve. Again, Biden's not sure what's going to happen tomorrow. We're not either. But we'll also continue to engage with China, as we have throughout the past 2 weeks. We seek competition, not conflict with China. We're not looking for a new Cold War. If any object presents a threat to the safety and security of the American people, we will take it down. The violation of our sovereignty is totally unacceptable. Really? Really? Where you been, Joe? Where you been for 12 days sitting on your you-know-what? Where have you been? Have you done our country any favors? No. Oh. it's just not good. By the way, we also know at $400,000 a missile, the first U.S. missile filed at an identified aerial object over Lake Huron missed its target and landed harmlessly in the water before a second one successfully hit the target. This coming from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Wasn't that great? Wasn't that great? And, of course, the Army has set a time for reforms on how the service monitors soldiers' body fat. The service's top non-commissioned officer said Tuesday of this week, and we'll see how all that works out. And an already delayed U.S. Space Force effort to develop a modern cyber-secure GPS ground system is now facing new schedule setbacks in lieu of what we've just seen from the Chinese. In addition to Russians, not to be left out, four Russian aircraft, including a fighter jet and a bomber, flew into a buffer zone of international airspace near Alaska, according to a release from the North American Aerospace Defense Command, prompting a handful of U.S. Air Force jets to scramble and intercept them. Is anybody surprised? I think not. Now, we've got some good news, in a way, coming out of Ukraine. That good news happens to be 11 countries have now agreed to give tanks to Ukraine as Kiev is contemplating a spring offensive of their own. 11 countries have signed up to send tanks to the Ukraine as military equipment donations ramp up in anticipation of a potential spring offensive, according to the U.S. Chairman Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley. Hopefully it'll get there in time because the Russians are already moving. They are already moving. And James is saying that Biden has been in the White House basement. No, he hasn't been in the basement. He's been moving around the country. We just haven't known where he's been. The one that was in the basement was Kamala. She's the one that's been hiding. So it is what it is. Unbelievable. You know, we have the worst leaders right now in the world. Worse than anyone has ever seen. But yet, you wonderful people who elected them, Biden and Harris, you wonderful people, thought it was the greatest thing since melted butter. Are you happy now? Especially in Ohio. Are you folks in Ohio and western Pennsylvania happy over the leaders that we've got in this country? I don't think so. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. I got a lot more coming your way on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere, and I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, thank you very much, Kyle. And before I get to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, I want to remind you that this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris, is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. And that's the company that has Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. Well, we're going to talk about the Moss Acura dealership. That's top of the top of the top of the line because they have a program there. It's called You Serve, You Save, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you've been an EMT or R1, whether you've been a firefighter or R1, whether you've been a police officer or R1, and whether or not you've been a church pastor or are still one, you get a discount on your vehicle. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. Find them online, MossAcura.com. And they also have the great program that takes care of your vehicle because it comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. So that, with the You Serve, You Save program, can't beat it. It's only being done by them. I don't know any other dealers that are doing both of that. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, to the watchdog on Wall Street, Mr. Watchdog, how the heck are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to get any worse or not with the situation we keep seeing and hearing. First of all, let's talk about the unidentified aerial phenomena now known as UAPs. They got rid of UFO, and now they're UAPs. Mm-hmm. Now President Joe Biden is creating a team to develop rules of engagement to govern how the nation responds to the UAPs in U.S. airspace. Now, this announcement only comes 12 days after the U.S. military shot down a Chinese spy balloon, the big one off the coast of South Carolina. We do know it was a spy balloon. Now, we saw some of the containers that were on the bottom of that balloon that came up to the surface and were floating, and they were loaded on some trucks and taken to Quantico, to the Marine base. But we also know that that was functioning as a turning, burning, operating, self-propelled balloon. I didn't realize they could drive a balloon around like that, but they were.
My question is, did we use a $400,000 missile to shoot down a science project?
Maybe. They're not telling if it was a science project, but the answer is maybe.
Oh, jeez. I gotta be honest with you. I mean, it's getting to the point where it's embarrassing right now. I mean, imagine being an adversary of the United States.
And I'm laughing.
You know, fumbling all over ourselves. We don't know what we're shooting out of the sky. We don't have a clue. We've got no answers. We can't run bloody 19th century technology with trains anymore. We got them derailing all over the place. What the hell is going on?
Well, the rails, and I've seen them and you've seen them, you get to these crossings in the highway. Have you ever watched the rails go down a little bit and then come up a little bit?
I haven't noticed. I mean, obviously, I'm...
Well, if you're walking...
I'm on Long Island, so I'm constantly going over.
Okay, if you walk somewhere, you'll see that. You'll see when a vehicle goes across, especially the heavier vehicles, that the rail will be depressed down in a little bit and then brought back up a little bit. Well, what happens when that depresses? Whatever it's pulling, whatever's up above it, if it's a low profile, whatever, is going to drag the ground, right?
Well, yeah, I assume it, but I would assume that they would probably account for that. I mean, this is something that happens all the time. Like I said, I live in an area where, you know, train is a major mode of transportation, getting in and out of the city, and I'm always driving over rail tracks. And, you know, we don't seem to have these problems. I mean, this is, these are commercial trains, and they're carrying hazardous material. I think that you would think that you would be double and triple checking everything when it comes to this to make sure everything was working properly.
Every train has a group of inspectors that are supposed to do just that, going by the manifest, verifying car by car that everything's the way it's supposed to be. Now, maybe some people are really good at their job and they do what they're supposed to, but we now know that many of them aren't.
Well, listen, there was video of issues with the train that derailed in Palestine, Ohio, that, you know, that somebody should have caught it and seen this well ahead of time, and they didn't. Again, you got a Chernobyl-like disaster, and, you know, the big stories out there. What are they called? They're not UFOs now. They're what?
They are, let's see what they do with that. They are unidentified aerial phenomena. UAP.
UAP. Mm-hmm. Got to get that acronym down. You know, that's exactly what our government needs is more acronyms.
Yeah. And as I said, we have just now found out with the technology that's there and that Chinese balloon that did have the military goods on it, that they were able to maneuver. They had the ability to maneuver the plane, similar to what Google does with their artificial intelligence balloon project that they have.
But yeah, the government already come out and said that they think that these are commercial. They're not, you know, the outside of the Chinese balloon. And again, all of a sudden you're taking an interest in this because, you know, some news stations picked up on it. Now, I'm sorry. I mean, I watched an interview yesterday with Seymour Hersh in Europe talking about the Nord Stream pipeline, blah, blah, blah. I mean, they're doing everything to keep that off the front pages, and obviously they want to keep the train stuff off the front pages as well, and I think that this UAP thing is the distraction.
Okay, well, maybe it is. Now, we also know that Pennsylvania U.S. Senator John Fetterman checked himself into Walter Reed, and he's been there since Wednesday, and he apparently is receiving treatment for severe clinical depression.
Yeah, it's awful. I have friends that are dealing with this, that, you know, it's not something you want to wish upon anyone, but, you know, that's something, you know, if that's the issue, I mean, obviously they're going to have to talk about him probably, probably stepping aside, probably not going to, you know, the best position to be a United States senator, to be dealing with those types of issues. Your health is most important. I don't know how it works in the state of Pennsylvania, if that's what he decides to do. Is it the state legislature appoints before they have another election? I don't know how it works.
Yes, it can be done that way, but you must remember that Biden talked about his wife would make a great U.S. senator.
I don't know.
He said that already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but again, we already talked about this. The House and the legislature in Pennsylvania just went to Democrats, so they're going to be able to, they'll make a point whoever they want.
Sure. Sure. Now, what is going on over in the Ukraine and Crimea and Moldova? Looks like Russia's on a move. Serbia?
Well, in Moldova, there's been a separatist Russian movement there for some time. You just had the prime minister resign. A new one take over. There's some talk in regards to, you know, whether or not Russia's getting involved in Serbia. And to be honest here, Serbia has no love for NATO. That's for by any stretch of the imagination, especially after we bombed the hell out of that country under the Clinton administration with the whole Kosovo situation. So, you know, again, you know, I understand that, you know, Russia's probably reaching out to them as well. These are all issues. You also had the president of Belarus come out and say, hey, you know, we're attacked. We're gonna fight back as well. But, Anthony Blinken yesterday warned Ukraine and said, hey, you know, you're probably not gonna take back Crimea. You know, don't even, you know, try doing that. That's not a good idea. So, I don't know what's going on. I mean, they say you got 570,000 Russian troops, 97% of their army is there in the Ukraine. I don't know how in the world the Ukraine is going to be able to repel that if they decide to make a move.
If I were to mention the names Mayorkas, Javier Becerra, sometimes known as Julio Baccarara, Granholm, and Pete Buttigieg, what one name could you add to all of them that would fit?
What do you mean, add to all of them? I'm confused.
One name, but one word description. How about incompetent?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're all
incompetent.
They're political appointees, and that's unfortunate. That's the way our country works now, and this is why, you know, in my opinion, you know, I've said, you know, I'm being rude, we're a bit of a declining republic. We put incompetent people into positions of power, like cabinet secretaries, that's based upon politics.
Okay, I will talk to you, sir, on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend and turn left, go fast.
You got to have a good
Daytona this weekend, of course. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, top of the hour news. Frank Silvato on the way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.